Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzClub.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests, Dean,
Johnny,
featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, 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 Jimmy and Luke Show, episode 100.
We're sitting for exams, what the hell?
It's episode 124 of the Jimmy and Luke Show. Thank you for downloading.
I thought we did episode 104.
It's the second to last episode of the season. We're gone after this. One more episode. So, yeah. It's been a fun year. We did more episodes between September 2013 and May 2014 than we did. We did more episodes in that period than we did between our first episode and September 2014, if that makes sense.
Nope.
In other words, we did more episodes in our third season than in our first and second combined.
That was a little bit too loud.
Combined?
Yeah, you just shouted combined.
Well, if anyone's going to shout a word, it may as well be combined.
No, you shouted the whole sentence.
There are.
You actually said sentence really loudly, then you shouted combined.
No. So, Sex Men, Gaze of Future Past came out on Friday. Did you get the joke? Sex Men, Gaze of Future Past. It's like I'm pretending it's a porn film. It's not funny, not a funny joke. Okay. Yeah, I was underwhelmed to say the... No, actually not to say the least, that would be unfair. I was moderately underwhelmed with portions of the film. I think the future parts of it are really, really bad. There's so little future stuff. It's just like 5 minutes at the beginning and 5 minutes at the end of future, and it's really badly done, and like Ian McKellen gets...
Expert of the future present.
Yeah. And Ian McKellen gets four or five lines. Like, five lines. He's like the greatest actor in the world. He gets five lines. Halle Berry, two lines. She gets two. I don't like Halle Berry, but she only gets two lines. She's on the fucking poster. Anyway, it's ridiculous the amount of future stuff. Like, all of the future mutants that are in all the marketing, they don't get any lines. They're just in it for a few seconds. What's his face? What's his name? The brother of Blink, the guy... Warpath is so stupid. Like, he's the most pointless character. He doesn't do anything. Like, she opens up a portal, and he just jumps through it, and then he goes... He, like, does this meeting call, and they all, like, realize the Sentinels are there, and they start running around the place. This is the beginning of the movie. This is the first scene. He's a terrible character. They all are, actually. All the future mutants are pretty terrible characters.
Did you know you're just gonna, like, ruin the whole movie?
I'm not.
You're not like, ruin, like, spoil it. I mean, just...
Well, most of...
My whole
no, because most of it's really...
Watches.
Most of it's really good. I'll get to that in a minute now. So, what else can I say about it?
Do not mean like a 5-day spoiler thing.
Yeah, I'm not spoiling it.
Yeah, you all kind of are.
No, I'm not. I haven't spoiled anything about the plot yet. This is all the first opening 5 minutes. I'm not going to say anything about the plot. So,
always do.
So then they go to the past, and then it gets pretty awesome. So, Quicksilver is really cool. I love Quicksilver. He's great. There's a great scene involving Quicksilver, and they're like breaking in somewhere. It's very National Treasury, which I love. Wolverine doesn't really do a lot. He doesn't really need to be there. It's kind of funny, really. It's like there's these big scenes with, you know, Mystique and Professor X, and then you're like, oh wait, Wolverine's there. Ha, forgot about you. Which kind of annoys me, because I love Wolverine. What else? Peter Dinklage, not that great in it, really. He doesn't do a lot, but because of Peter Dinklage being in it, I can now do an impersonation of Peter Dinklage. I'm Peter Dinklage, and I have an announcement to make.
That's the small guy, yeah?
You just sound like a normal person.
But it might not have his voice, but it's the way he talks.
Yeah, it's not an impersonation.
It's the way he
talks. Peter Dinklage. The Sentinels are going to wipe out all of mutant kind. Game of Thrones. Well, he doesn't talk like that on Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones. Peter Dinklage. Think that deserves a round of applause?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Peter Dinklage versus Nicolas Cage. Anyway,
everyone loves Nicolas Cage.
Everyone loves Nicolas Cage. So that's Peter Dinklage for you. The what else do I have to say about it? Oh yeah, the Interstellar trailer was on beforehand. That's awesome sauce.
This is the awesome sauce.
What did he say?
It's a guy up there on the server.
I love
you. Hate this, but we went to see Bad Neighbors.
Why would I hate that? I have nothing against Bad Neighbors. I like Bad Neighbors.
I usually hate it when I go see comedy.
I hate bad films. Like,
no.
Right along.
Every
I like Seth Rogen.
You say go fuck.
Not everyone, just some of the crap ones. I like Seth Rogen and I support his films. And Bad Neighbors, I watched, I didn't really get it. I was disappointed, but I still support it as a film and I'm perfectly happy to see people going to see it. Because Seth Rogen's a talented comedian and I enjoy a lot of his work.
I would say it's more of a movie to rent.
I would never go to see one of those films in the cinema. I don't think they're all kind of... This is not a cinematic experience. I'm like, why would you go to see that when you can go to see X-Men, which has a big screen, you know?
I wanted to go see X-Men, so deemed...
Wait, you're saying you had the option to go to X-Men and you didn't?
Yes, because it wasn't our choice to go to X-Men.
All right, whose choice was it to go to Batman? All right, fair enough. Well, what was it saying? X-Men. Okay, what else do I have to say about it? X-Men. How can I talk about the ending without spoiling anything?
Don't talk about the ending then.
Yeah, good point. Well, the ending is great.
Johnny,
I love it.
Johnny, what are you do? What is he doing?
He's coming around here.
Oh, I thought he was going to see.
Johnny, you missed our commentary on Beware the Horror Ghost.
What?
You missed our Beware the Horror Ghost commentary. We could always do another one, but it would have to be part of this Jimmy and Luke show episode. Would we do one with Johnny and then just make it part of the podcast?
Why?
We may as well. Well, I have to record a podcast, but I also want to do a commentary with you for the film. Alright. Because we did one with me and James,
yours.
But now we'll do one with
ours.
You. Okay, so let's do this.
Yeah, it's ours.
So everybody, we're about to do a commentary on Beware the Horror Ghost with Johnny, so if you haven't seen Beware the Horror Ghost, this is going to make no sense to you, but believe me, it will once you've seen it, so you can watch it because I've already seen it. So, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. So welcome to this Beware the Horror Ghost commentary with me. I'm Lucian, the director, and this is Johnny who plays the Horror Ghost. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, this is Johnny. Right, it says some Latin stuff there.
Yeah, it's Google translated. It's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
I like the font we use there. Oh, here's Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. And there's you.
Ooh.
You truly are the star of the film.
Yeah.
And you're chasing. There's a part just there that no one ever hears with Destiny where he goes, my God, or something.
Yeah.
You must be pretty fucking scary to chase him up onto a balcony like that. Who runs up onto a balcony when they're being chased by a ghost? That's the most stupid thing ever to do.
And he's falling up the balcony. Yeah.
And then you retreat into the shadows. Where have you gone? You could be anywhere.
I retreated 2 feet back over the balcony
so
they couldn't see me.
Yeah. I don't know where you're hiding now, but I can't watch this film. It's too scary.
Now there's some vampire.
It's funny because I'm actually watching it upside down, so
yeah, it's like
pretty funny.
Right.
They don't look like they're on a ceiling.
They're playing
at all.
Dominoes on the roof.
I think the fact that you can't see their heads really doesn't help with the realism of the scene. And also, Dodo's wearing a shoe that a vampire would never wear. So now we have this scene, which is just wonderful.
Yeah, there was a very bad cut there.
scene is just you can't hear what they're saying. The music's too loud.
I can't hear what they're saying anyway because it's down low.
Oh, will this scene ever hurry up and end? How much is left? This is a really boring commentary. You know, I'll leave it on.
Oh, we'll go back talking about something else. So that's the whole episode. Do you want to watch the rest of it?
Not really.
Okay. Fine. That's the end of that commentary. Because it was boring as hell. I don't want to do any more commentaries now. I'll do one with Kian, but that's about it. And I don't think he'll have anything interesting to say.
I don't know if Kian.
Oh, he said he would be. Yes. I asked him very, very loudly. I said, Kian, please come in.
Very loudly.
Yeah. So, the big news of the weekend was the election.
No.
We have our local candidates. We've got
election.
Councillor Niall McNellis. Councillor Donal Lyons. Councillor Niall McNellis. Councillor Donal Lyons. Councillor Catherine Connolly. Councillor Peter Keane. Councillor Cathal O'Conquhar. And is that it? Is that all the councillors? Connolly, Lyons, McNellis, O'Conquhar, Peter Keane, and Pierce Flannery. Those are our councillors in our constituency. So congratulations to...
You just told them where we were.
It's a pretty big area. They kind of know where we were. Congratulations all.
We're in a school in the Galway area.
Luke lives in a box on a beach called Beach. Johnny comes along and feeds them seagulls every day, so then I rape them.
That's not funny.
I don't get it.
So the bad news about the election is that Roddy for Recovery did not get elected. In fact, he was eliminated on the third count.
Good news is, Ning has a very high...
That's not good news. I absolutely despise that man. I don't despise him. I dislike him. He's annoying. He's a nuisance. It's terrible. Who the fuck is voting for him enough to get him more votes than the Fianna Fáil candidates? Okay, well... I don't know anyone else who's voting for him. I wouldn't have voted for Ming. I would have voted for Marion Harkin, probably, or Matt Carthy, the Sinn Féin candidate, who everyone seems to be forgetting about. At least I am. But in terms of the local council, we have our councillors. Roddy for Recovery was eliminated. Also, who else was eliminated? Kieran Emmerich was eliminated. I supported him pretty well. Did you see my Snapchat story? No? No. I did a whole thing where I was sending updates on the election with all my candidates, with all the Pizza Party candidates. You got eliminated first.
I
don't know.
How did you do that?
Yeah, so Johnny got eliminated and they all got eliminated, but the last person standing, very surprisingly, was Owen, and he also was eliminated.
What happened?
And then Michael
so
was,
I have no one.
Michael was like, why did I get eliminated? Is it because I'm in Spain? I said, the public are sick of your ice cream policies, Michael. They all got eliminated.
Why did I get eliminated?
Speaking of which, it's time for us to announce the winner of the Jimmy and Luke Show election 2014. And with one vote, the winner is Michael.
Who voted?
Me.
Why would you vote for Michael?
Last time I was the only person who voted two back in 2012, and the winner that year was Kian. So I decided this year I'd vote for Michael. Michael is now president of the Jimmy and Luke Show for the next 2 years.
Yeah, though that has nothing to do with the Jimmy and Luke
It doesn't mean anything.
I didn't get to vote.
Well, you didn't turn up on voting day.
I don't know.
There was a page on the Jimmy and Luke Show website, and you didn't go on it.
So. When?
For the last 3-4 weeks.
Why didn't you tell anyone?
I said it on the podcast.
You never said it.
I did, I said it in the podcast.
Nice.
So how come I only hear this now today?
I don't know, because you were listening.
You never mentioned it until
this
now.
This is me and Keith and Shane at the count of the votes. He's very tensely waiting for his results.
What are you guys doing?
This picture was taken at the GMIT vote count while Shane's waiting for the announcement of his numbers.
Wait, what do you use to edit your podcast?
Audacity.
Oh no.
Why? See, you can add Beware Movie on Snapchat. I'm doing competitions and stuff now. Beware the Horror Ghost official Snapchat account. Ah, you see, because it works, because it's an actual ghost. You see, Johnny, beware of the Snapchat ghost.
I know, yeah.
It's clever. It's a good idea. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. I love this shot of Donald pointing at God. It's really good.
See the new thing.
Well, on my phone, I'll show you what you can do with Don't Tap the White Tiles. It changes it to your color.
Yeah, I know.
On Windows Phone. Alright, because on Windows Phone, you can kind of change everything to your color, like the whole phone suit goes to your color. But Don't Tap the White Tiles thing is new.
I keep getting Chinese writing down the bottom of my
head. It's you.
No, it's the ads.
Yeah. I can't look. I'm in the middle of playing Don't Tap the White Tiles. 129.
That Japanese are trying.
Just had a panic attack there.
Why the fuck are you playing that game as well?
What do you mean?
It's so stupid.
It's so much fun.
No, it's not.
It's like Flappy Bird, but without the bird. It's very like Flappy Bird. It requires intense concentration and fast finger work.
That's what she said.
No, no.
Yeah.
It's not a sexual thing.
Yeah, fast finger work.
Nothing sexual about fast finger work.
Yeah, there is.
It sounds like there is, but I don't think there is.
You don't know
anything. Oh, I just got 96. I do know a lot. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Oh, my God. There is a lot of mucus in my body right now, listeners, as you can probably hear. Oh fuck, we're gonna be expected to sell yearbooks today again. Oh Jesus. I don't mind doing it, but we do, in all fairness, we do have an exam after lunch. Well, I'm gonna fail, but I don't really mind. Yeah.
But the other thing is,
yeah, I hope they gave us our exam time table.
But I got you because I care about this exam.
I don't care about any of the exams. The thing is, I do want to commit again on Thursday. I really want to commit on Thursday. I'll probably go to see Godzilla tomorrow. But I want to commit on Thursday, but not if there's a horrible exam.
Complex. It's Chinese. Expect to get a
complex. One more game. Well, that's it. I'm not feeling like a stupid game anymore.
I know you're going to play the game.
Yeah, well, not now. What else do we have to talk about? So our last episode, it'll be out at the end of the week-ish, and it will feature us going through every single episode we did this year, and briefly touching on them. Briefly molesting them with our warm hands.
Hello, episodes.
That was fucking terrifying.
That's how you do this. So, if you would like to read my review of X-Men Days of Future Past, you can read my spoiler-free, normal-ass review up on buzzhub.info. But you can also read my article about Easter eggs and spoilers that you may have missed. That's a fun article, too. We got loads of traffic on it. Yay! James, want to hear something? Yesterday was BuzzHub's second birthday, right? So I did an article called The 10 Best Films of BuzzHub's Lifetime. So from when it started to when to yesterday. So number 2 was Gravity. Number 1 was Moonrise Kingdom. And the fun thing is that
Moonrise Kingdom was actually released on May 25th, 2012. It was released the day that I set up my website, and there has not been a better film since.
So, that's a food for thought, listeners. Some fun facts from old Uncle Lucian.
It's extremely noisy in here. I hate it. I'm getting a headache from talking.
Okay. Thank you for downloading this rather rubbish episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show. We'll be back later in the week with our final episode of the year. The finale. 2014.
Mr. Dowling.
Thank you, Johnny, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dean, for joining us today. Thank you, me, for joining us today. And thank you, James. And thank you, listeners. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, I fucking hate doing a podcast. So fucking stupid.
Johnny, get back on your leash.